bold and wonderful. I love how much you inspire us to be bold and be ourselves. Sometimes we are pressured by the looks in the magazines that you see. Don't get me wrong, I love those looks as well, but to be ourselves and to be a little daring, it's just what helps us to be more free and confident. And I just love that you bring that to us through this podcast. Thanks so much, R. Alejandro, for leaving me that review. And have you left a review yet? Because I want to read yours live on air, just like I have done with this one. I love highlighting my listeners, and if I've helped you in any way, that's the number one way that you can thank me. So head on over to Apple Podcasts, scroll down and click on Write a Review. And also don't forget to follow the show, because that's how you know when I'm going to be dropping a new episode. Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. That even though some things come more naturally to some than others, we can learn and improve in anything that we're interested in, because you wouldn't be interested in it if you hadn't got the capabilities of being good at it. So don't sell yourself short by dismissing your capabilities. I have heard so many times people saying, oh, I just don't have the eye when it comes to interior design. And in this episode, I will show you how this doesn't have to be the case. I'm going to share with you now one of my favourite quotes from Henry Ford, which you may or may not have heard before. And it is, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And I'm just going to let that sink in and land with you for a moment. Just think, if you didn't have the eye, you wouldn't actually know what you liked and what you didn't like, or what you thought looked good or what didn't look good. So if you're not happy with the way your accessories are styled, for example, then you've got the eye, because if you hadn't got the eye, then you would be happy with how they were. And also when you look at other interiors in magazines or on Instagram and you see something that you think is amazing, that is because you've got the eye for knowing that that thing is amazing. So I hope this makes sense. This is what always runs through my head, but I find it hard to articulate, as I do with a lot of things, you might have noticed. So some people are more creative than others. I am a creative person. I've been creative all my life, but I didn't always style my accessories well. It's something that I've actually learned to do. When we first moved into our house, our fireplace, I decorated it with, it was a range of ornaments called willow tree. You may or may not have heard of them. They were all the rage at one time. So I had a few of them ornaments, and then I think I had a clock in the middle and maybe some of the other ornaments on the other side too. So, you know, my decor and styling, my accessories, it wasn't quirky, it wasn't edgy, it was just normal and what I feel is more safe and maybe boring, dare I say, these days. So that's what I was doing. And then when I started experimenting, I have mentioned on here before, I got into Abigail Ahern and decided to literally throw everything at the fireplace. I've mentioned on here before that I actually thought that when she said don't leave gaps in between things, she meant just put one thing after another. She didn't. What she meant was group items together. However, I wasn't aware of that at the time, so I just put a literal row of loads of things on my fireplace. But it did evolve over time, and I had to make the mistakes, and it had to look bad to start with for me to start getting good at it. So I haven't always been brilliant at styling my accessories. So I just want you to know that it's not, even though being creative comes natural to me, that doesn't mean that every creative thing I do it great first time. No one gets to be great at anything without practice. I mean, tennis players, they don't just rock up at Wimbledon and win. They practice, they're practicing, they're training. Surgeons don't just, you know, cut somebody open for the first time because they're a good surgeon. You know, they have to get qualifications, they have to train, they have to go through years of medical school. They have to practice to be classed as a good surgeon. So just bear that in mind when you're telling yourself that you haven't got the eye or that you're not a creative enough person. And also bear in mind that maybe things will look a bit crap at first. Maybe you will make mistakes. I have, and my stuff did look a bit crap at first. But as I said, it's evolved over time and so will yours. And also, hopefully, with me giving you the tips on here, it may evolve. Hopefully, it will evolve quicker than what my styling did. So do not give up on yourselves. So I'm going to give you some tangible tips now on how to get better with your styling, so you're no longer saying, I haven't got the eye. So first of all, you can copy, and I'm saying this in air quotes, a look and recreate it in your own home. So I'm not saying copy exactly, I'm just saying get inspiration from it. And I don't know, for example, let's use fireplace again. Maybe you see a fireplace and think, I love the way that's styled, I want to recreate it in my own home. You can use similar ornaments, similar heights, similar plants, similar groupings, and you can get that look, even though it's not an exact copy of it, that other person has got too. You know, say they've got something dark next to something light, or some, you know, different texture together. You know, you can use all that and recreate the look in your own home. So places that you can get inspiration from to do this are Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and one I love as well is interior design shows. And if you're not sure which interior design shows to watch, if you go to episode 4 of the podcast, I share a variety of, I can't remember how many it was now, but I share my favourite interior design shows there. So go and have a listen if you haven't already. Now, it's important when you're trying to create something that you don't put too much pressure on yourself. Enjoy the process. And I feel like if you enjoy it, your creativity will flow through you and you will just get much better results. I've done so many creative things in my life because that's what I've always loved doing. I actually used to make and decorate cakes. And when I look back now on some of the cakes that I decorated, and this isn't, I hope you don't think this is me like tooting my own horn or anything, but I look back on some of the cakes and think, how the hell did I do that? And they look amazing, some of them do, but I don't actually know how I did it. And if you put it in front of me now, I'll probably be like, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how I did it. So when you actually relax and let your creativity flow, you will be amazed at what you can achieve. Another thing that you can do is ask someone else's opinion. So if you say just styled your console table in the hallway or something, ask someone what they think of how you've styled it. Now, be careful on who you're asking. You've got to choose the right person, because if it's got to be someone that's on board with, you know, you trying to get more daring with your decor. If you ask someone who is not interested in interior design or perhaps doesn't get it, then they're not going to give you the answer that, you know, the constructive feedback that you're looking for. So, yeah. Ask for someone else's opinion, but make sure it's someone supportive so that you can get constructive feedback. Just remember that if you don't like something, or you're not happy with it, or you want to elevate it, you have the power to change it. It's not set in stone. It's not stuck there in that, you know, arrangement forever. You don't have to settle. So you can keep adding to it. You can keep editing it. You can keep moving it around. You can do whatever you want to do until you are actually happy. So keep on changing things until you actually stand back and think, wow, that looks amazing. And another thing that you need to do is make sure that you buy or use accessories that excite you. You're not going to get that look from your styling using things that you're not even that bothered about, that you think, oh, that's a bit boring, or I've had that for 20 years and it's not really to my taste, but I need to make this corner of my room look amazing. It's not going to happen. You've got to be using things that you love, that excite you. So make sure that you're doing that. Remember that, like anything in life, your home decor is a journey. So you're not going to get to this ultimate end goal. It's going to be a constant journey, and just enjoy the journey. The more you experiment, the better it will get. It's okay to be a bit shit at first. Everybody is. If I scroll back to the first few pictures I put on my Instagram account, they looked shit. You know, nobody's good when they start. Fail forward, start scrappy. You've got to, because that's the only way that you're going to improve. So even if at first things might not look great or you make a mistake, that doesn't mean that you should give up. You need to keep trying. So I hope this message today has been useful to you. And trust me, you will get better. If you're into home decor and enjoy creating things in your home, then it's meant for you and you will get better. Now, I've got a few other episodes on a similar kind of thing that will help you. So if you haven't already, make sure that you listen to episode 7, episode 19, episode 21 and episode 24. Before I go, I just want to ask if any of you have downloaded my free colour palette guide and have actually gone through the guide and created a colour palette for your home. I would so love to see what you guys have done. And you can share them with me if you join my free Facebook group, which is called Daring Home Decor. And if you come over there and share your colour palettes, I would absolutely love to see them. And if you haven't got the free colour palette guide, I will put a link to that in the show notes. So make sure you grab that. And I'll also put a link to the Facebook group too. So thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next Tuesday, where I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely!